Now, one of the most important issues any time that we are dealing with a surgical procedure is medical necessity. Basically, when service is rendered to a patient by a practitioner, the service should be necessary in order to bring some sort of change in the condition that the patient has. I like to think of it this way. When I prescribe a medication for a patient, it has the potential to cause harmful effects, and I'm weighing the positive and the negatives of giving a particular antibiotic to a patient or a particular medication to a patient, or I'm going to do physical therapy on them if they have back pain. And so I'm trying to weigh the positives and the negatives. And that's one of the reasons why they focus on medical necessity and is making sure that we're using the correct diagnoses. And so many times when we're talking to third-party payers, and when I worked on the dark side and managed care for 12 years, we used terms such as reasonable and necessary. Is it appropriate? Now, the more the information that I'm hearing is, it's the standard of care or it's the gold standard of the way things are going to be done. So this is the important thing. Any time that we're looking at the medical record, regardless of whether it is a big major trauma surgical procedure or it was a simple repair of a laceration or that you've taken some a foreign body out of someone's nose, that make sure that you do it appropriately. You document that you have done it and that you have appropriately coded it.